Proverbs 13:21 says, "Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid." This proverb is basically stating what the Apostle Paul spelled out for us as he wrote the divinely inspired words of Galatians 6:7. "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." And that's what's behind the words of this proverb. To the unrepentant sinner, as we discussed in our previous devotional, evil simply follows them. And to the righteous who is moved and motivated by the Spirit and words of God, good shall be repaid. Some people get into trouble because they find themselves in a mess. Most of the time it's of their own doing. And they think that since they're a really nice person who isn't mean to other people, that they shouldn't have any problems. And such people tend to blame God for their problems, or to at least become angry because he doesn't make all of their troubles disappear. But that is not what our proverb is saying, and is not what the Bible ever tells us will happen. The Bible never says that if you love the Lord and serve him, then he will never allow trouble to come into your life. As a matter of fact, it says the opposite. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." But he also promises to be there with you and to bring you through it. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." So our proverb is absolutely true, but it nowhere says in the Bible that the righteous will not have trouble or ever suffer. It simply says, to the righteous, good shall be repaid. So when trouble comes, and it will come, as this world is still fallen, it's still filled with sin and sinners, wickedness, accidents, disease, natural disasters, and so forth, trouble is no match for the faithfulness and goodness of God. And I like how Peter puts it when he basically says that it's better to suffer while doing good than to suffer the consequences for doing evil. He said it this way in 1 Peter 3:17, "For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing." Many good, faithful, loving Christians have suffered and are suffering by the millions all over the world to this very day. But the promise from Jesus to the persecuted church and to those suffering in Smyrna around 100 AD is a promise to all who will suffer for doing good. In Revelation 2:10 it says, and this is actually Jesus speaking, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." God will bless the righteous in so many ways during this lifetime, and then, on top of it all, he gives us eternal life. We will enjoy eternal good health. We'll have eternal fellowship with Jesus Christ, with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with the saints. And, well, we will simply enjoy eternal bliss. So don't be discouraged by trouble. Don't be disillusioned by suffering. But take Jesus' word for it, as the Apostle Paul quoted him in Acts 20:35, where Paul said, "I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, it is more blessed or blessed to give than to receive." So bank on it. I am not preaching at you, but preaching to myself as much as anyone. We are all human and can become too focused on the moment and fail to see the big picture. And the big picture shows us that this life is such a short time compared to eternity. There's no comparison. Romans 8:18 sums it up so well. "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us."